This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is for you. You, the listener. How many times have you been watching the TV, listening to the radio, surfing the web, and something captures your imagination about science? Something about space, about astronomy, about DNA, about health, about cancer research, about everyday things that grab your attention, but you have nobody to talk to. You're all by yourself watching the TV, surfing the web. You're all by yourself. Well, you can talk to me. That's right. You can give me a call by calling 612-564-8135, and you can get on Science Fantastic. That's right. Write that number down, 612-564-8135, and maybe your thoughts could be heard on national radio. Just leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Make that comment, make that question, and just maybe you can get on national radio. Let's say you're talking to the kids at dinner time, and the kids have a science question, a homework question, and it leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to get to the telephone and call 612-564-8135. And why did you put them on the telephone? Why don't you have them ask that question and have that science question heard on national radio? And some people say, come on, I can't do that. I'm too shy. Well, then send me email. Email address, well, first of all, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what I'm up to. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, about the future of humanity in outer space as we conquer the universe. So find out more about my work by going to my website, mkaku.org, or my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. And on Facebook, we have over 3 million fans on Facebook. We have over 650,000 fans on Twitter. So find out what all the excitement is about by going to my website and calling that number, 612-564-8135. Okay, well, let's jump right into the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Lance Rome. I'm calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I listen to you through your website. I was just wondering, what would happen if two Big Bangs were to collide against each other? I want to eventually write a science fiction book just for fun, and as an attack, that would be something I'm curious about. So, wonder what you were thinking about two Big Bangs colliding each other, what happens in the middle. Thank you.
Well, it turns out that I asked that very same question to my colleague, Alan Guth of MIT, who may eventually win the Nobel Prize for the inflation theory of the Big Bang. Now, it turns out that the Big Bang theory has to have a small correction to it when you start to make it into a quantum theory, because if the Big Bang happened once, it's a quantum theory, it can happen again. there's a certain probability that it can happen again and again and again. Meaning that our universe is a bubble of some sort, but it can spin up baby bubbles like in a bubble bath. And then I asked them a question. Let's say you create a tiny wormhole in an oven. You make an oven in a laboratory, heat it up to a fantastic temperature, trillions of degrees, much hotter than a supernova. At that point, a baby bubble, a baby universe begins to form, and it begins to expand. And then I said to him, what happens if a Big Bang happens in your living room or in your oven? And he very correctly said, he's done the calculation. That's right. You can actually see it in the scientific literature. He said the following. First of all, if you heat up space, space eventually becomes unstable like boiling water. When you heat up water, eventually it starts to boil and bubbles form. Little bubbles form and these bubbles expand. So if you have an oven and you heat the oven to trillions upon trillions of degrees, little bubbles are going to form. These bubbles are baby universes. And then the next question is that dangerous? Are they going to expand and eat up your universe? Well, no. It turns out that if I have a soap bubble, and the soap bubble starts to spin up a baby soap bubble, the baby soap bubble bulges out in the third dimension. That is, it doesn't take over the original bubble at all. It bulges out into a baby bubble. So instead of one bubble, you now have two bubbles that are joined together. And that's what you're asking. What happens at the joint between two universes? First of all, what would you see if you have an oven and you heat it up to a fantastic degree of energy, a sphere? A sphere would start to form, which is a baby universe. But the sphere, instead of expanding into your universe, expands into another universe on the other side of forever. In other words, in another dimension. So what do you see? You see your oven getting hotter and hotter. A bubble starts to form. A three-dimensional sphere starts to form. But the sphere only expands to a certain degree and then blows out the other end. Can you see the other end? No, because it's in another dimension. What you see is a bubble that starts to create a baby universe inside its insides. And then I asked him, well, Alan, this is very interesting, but how dangerous? How dangerous is this bubble universe that you just created inside your oven in your backyard or your basement? And he said, well, he did the calculation. Yes, it is dangerous. Yes, you would still feel the effects, and the energy of the recoil would be equivalent to a small hydrogen bomb. So in other words, get the hell out of there. Create the bubble, but run like crazy, because even though the other universe is bulging out in another dimension, the residual energy would be enough to kill you. So in other words, be careful if you make a baby universe in your basement and you become a god. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Billy. I'm calling from Combs, Illinois, and I'm mostly listening on YouTube. I have a two-part question. Part one, string theory, from what I understand, that says hyperspace is at least 10-dimensional, but you theorize it's 11. Why? That is to say, why is it that it only needs 10, but you postulate it's 11? Part two of my question is, hyperspace states that our four-dimensional universe is a bubble in hyperspace. Our universe expanding in all directions infinitely and is actually increasing in its expansion, which scientists attribute to dark energy. For someone who believes in string theory, if asked what's on the other side of our universe, the answer I would imagine simply be hyperspace, because that's what we're expanding into. But for someone who believes...
Okay, well, unfortunately, we've got to take a short commercial break. But after the break, we'll talk about hyperspace. We'll talk about 10, 11 dimensions. We'll talk about higher dimensional bubbles and dark energy. All of it after the break. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and maybe you can get on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And once again, go to my website to find out what I'm up to. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook, 650,000 fans on Twitter, and maybe you could make that 3 million plus one. On my Facebook site and the internet site, you can see the books that I've written, 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity. The Future of Humanity in Outer Space. You know that the dinosaurs did not have a space program. And that's why they're not here today to talk about it. We are. We're the lucky ones because we do have a space program. And then the question is our space program up to speed? Will it protect us one day when we inevitably face a catastrophe like what happened when the dinosaurs got wiped out 65 million years ago when a rock plowed into Mexico and wiped off the dinosaurs? So give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Leave that message by making that question and making that comment and putting it on radio. Well, we had a question before the break, and the question is rather advanced, so let me try to break it down. First of all, what do I do for a living? My paycheck comes from the city and state of New York because I work on something called string theory. String theory, we think, is a theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life, a theory of everything. Each vibration of a tiny little string corresponds to a subatomic particle, and that's why we have so many subatomic particles. So physics is now reduced to the laws of harmony of vibrating strings. Chemistry is the melodies you can write on vibrating strings. The universe is a symphony of strings, and then the mind of God. The mind of God that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life, the mind of God would be cosmic music resonating through hyperspace, 10-dimensional hyperspace. Now, we live in a 3-dimensional universe, but there could be hidden dimensions out there, because if our universe is a bubble of some sort, even children ask the question, what is the bubble expanding into? Well, our bubble is expanding into hyperspace. We think 10-dimensional hyperspace. But, the questioner asked, how come I sometimes say 11-dimensional hyperspace? Well, let me explain. In 10 dimensions, we have 5 string theories that are totally self-consistent and qualify for a theory of everything. Now, we don't like that. We think the universe should be unique in some sense. So why should the universe create not one, but 5 mathematically self-consistent universes? It sounds a little strange, right? Well, Ed Witten at Princeton found out the reason why. If you go to one more dimension up into the 11th dimension, and then you squeeze it, you squash one of the dimensions, what do you get? You get 10-dimensional string theory. So think of a beach ball. Think of a beach ball and think of the equator, the rim of the beach ball, and then flatten it out into a pancake. If you flatten the beach ball so that it loses one dimension and becomes a flat pancake, it looks like the equator. That is a string. So in other words, a string is a collapsed beach ball, a collapsed membrane. So then the question is, if I live in 11-dimensional hyperspace and I have a membrane or beach ball, how many ways can you squeeze it? Well, you got to talk to a mathematician for that. But the answer is 5 ways. There are 5 ways you can squeeze a beach ball so that it becomes the equator, that is, a string. Well, bingo! Why do we have 5 string theories in 10 dimensions? Because they really are the same thing. This blew the minds of the world's physicists. Realizing that the 5 string theories that we work with for 30 years is actually one object, an 11-dimensional membrane of some sort. I like to think of it as an elephant. Think of an elephant. If you were to analyze the trunk of an elephant, you'd say the trunk looks like a 2-dimensional object. If you look at the ears of the elephant, you say it looks like a fan. You put it all together, and you get a very strange object. Many ways to create an elephant. By looking at the feet, the trunk, the nose. So you would say that there really are 5 different animals. One animal looks like a tree. that is the feet. One animal looks like a snake, that is the nose. One animal looks like a fan, that is the ear. But what is it? Is it five different objects? No, it's one. It's an elephant. So in the same way, we think that in 11 dimensions, there is one object that, when you slice it up, gives you five different strength areas. And so, to make a long story short, this dazzled the world of physics, realizing that maybe the universe is unique. Maybe there's one and only one way to create a universe that satisfies all the criteria that we need to create a unified field theory. Well, the questioner also had another question about four-dimensional bubbles. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to listen to all of it, but let me explain really briefly what he was getting at. Why does the universe expand? The universe expands because there's something called dark energy pushing the galaxies apart. So even nothingness has energy, dark energy, and it pushes the galaxy apart. And the question is, can string theory explain this? Well, yes and no. It turns out that if you simply calculate one way in which to derive a four-dimensional universe from string theory, there are many ways to do it. In one way, you can get our universe. But, to be fair, there are other ways of reducing the 11-dimensional theory down to four dimensions. So there is more than one universe. This is called the multiverse theory, and it means that in some sense, string theory cannot yet calculate exactly the amount of dark energy in the universe unless you put it in by hand. And we don't like that. So in other words, string theory is not finished yet. It's not in its finished mathematical form. And if you are listening to this show, perhaps one day you may have that insight to allow us to complete the theory and calculate exactly the amount of dark energy in the universe. Maybe somebody listening to this show will one day figure out the theory of everything. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Ken. I'm calling to ask you if it's possible to have more than two time dimensions. I know that time can move perpendicular to each other. Is it possible to have, like, three or four time dimensions or infinite dimensions? Or if there are any other kinds of, elements of the cosmos beyond space or time or space-time? Thank you for your time.
Well, at first that question sounds weird, preposterous, and stupid. Actually, it's a subject of intense debate among theoretical physicists. You see, string theory, which is the leading theory for the theory of everything, has nine spatial dimensions, dimensions that you can move in, and one time dimension. Okay, you got that? 9 plus 1 equals 10. That's string theory. However, at Harvard, we have another group that says that if you allow for two times, not one, but two times, then the theory becomes even prettier and even more elegant in 12-dimensional hyperspace. So the mind starts to boggle at that point. What would a two-time universe look like? Well, once I saw a movie on one of these old movie stations, and David Niven, the British actor, got shot down over the Atlantic, and he went to heaven. However, in heaven, when St. Peter began to write down what we knew about this guy, heaven found out it made a mistake. He wasn't supposed to die. Well, we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And then ask that question, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Due to issues over China's lack of transparency, President Donald Trump said he's terminating the U.S. relationship with the World Health Organization officially, making good on his threat to withdraw from the U.N. health agency he's blamed for mishandling the coronavirus pandemic.
China has total control over the World Health Organization, despite only paying $40 million per year, compared to what the United States has been paying, $450 million a year. Because they have failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms, we will be today terminating our relationship with the World Health Organization and redirecting those funds to other worldwide and deserving urgent global public health needs.
The president last month temporarily froze U.S. funding to the WHO, contending the organization botched the international response to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News. Senator Bob Casey, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, said he's tested positive for coronavirus antibodies after experiencing a fever and some mild flu-like symptoms earlier in the spring, adding that he would be donating plasma to help others fight the virus. The senator said in a statement that after consulting with his doctor, he self-quarantined at his home in Scranton for 2 weeks and did not seek medical care because the symptoms were mild and manageable. The statement comes a day after Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat from Virginia, said he and his wife, Annie Holton, also recently tested positive for COVID-19. Despite acknowledging there is still substantial spread of COVID-19 in the state, Governor Kim Reynolds continues to push Iowa toward reopening the economy. Bars and distilleries were given the go-ahead to reopen this week, and casinos, amusement parks, and sporting events can all resume on Monday. Reynolds also said businesses are not required to report positive cases if they don't want to. Thanks for spending your time with us. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. You'll get right to us. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. You'll hear a recording. At the sound of the recording, leave your name, call letters to the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. So once again, give us a call and have your thoughts heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a call concerning dark energy, so let me explain really quick. It turns out that even nothingness, pure nothingness, has a small amount of energy associated with it. Now, some crackpots claim that they can use that energy to create a solution to the energy crisis. Nope, doesn't work that way. You can calculate that the zero point energy is very small, very, very tiny. But over galactic distances, it of course is very big, because space is very big, and that energy is sufficient to push the galaxies apart. In fact, that's why the Big Bang is banging. That's why the universe is expanding. But the calculation of dark energy has eluded physicists up to now. What is the mismatch? The mismatch between theory and experiment is 10 to the 120. Now take out a sheet of paper, write down the number 1, and then write 120 zeros after that 1. That's the mismatch between theory and experiment. Now, that's embarrassing. I mean, this is the biggest embarrassment in all of science. The biggest mismatch in all of science is 10 to the 120, one with 120 zeros after it, the mismatch between the experimental value of dark energy and the theoretical value of dark energy. So what are you going to do? If you ever find the solution to the dark energy problem, you're going to call me, and, well, I'm a generous man, I'll split the Nobel Prize with you. Okay? That's what it's worth. It's worth the Nobel Prize if you can figure out why dark energy is so dark and so energetic. Okay, well, let's move right on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor Kaku. This is Jesse from Houston. I watch you on YouTube. I've asked a couple questions already, and you straightened me out on some of them. I had another question about future humanity. I just saw your podcast, the one that you recently put on YouTube, and you had an interview, and I think it was in 2015 or something. But anyway, you were talking about your book, Future Humanity. And I had a question about future humanity. Like, when we eventually go to Mars, when people, regular people, are on Mars, not just astronauts or scientists, regular people on Mars, what kind of regulations do you think there will be in place for Mars? Is it going to be a new slate? Is it going to be like, okay, no drugs, no, you know, no this, no that, like the problems on Earth? Or is it going to be sort of the same rules, same regulations as Earth, or is it going to be a whole new process because it's a whole new planet? You know, we can start clean or whatever.
Well, to answer your question, initially there are going to be lots of rules and regulations, because if you make a mistake, you could destroy the entire Martian colony. So let's take a short commercial break, and after that we're going to talk about rules and regulations if you live on Mars. So once again, the number to call if you want to ask a question on Science Fantastic is 612-564-8135. And ask that question that's always been bothering you about science, and you can have that question answered on national radio. Give us a call.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, you can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a call about what it would be like to live on Mars. Would we have the same kinds of laws, restrictions, and you can't do this, you can't do that, rules of thumb? Or would it be freer on Mars? Well, yes and no. In some sense, things are going to be more restrictive if you are a colonist on Mars. In other ways, you'll have more freedom than you can possibly imagine. Initially, there are going to be lots of restrictions if you live as a colonist on Mars. But eventually, there could be unparalleled freedoms as well. Now, let's be clear about this. If you are one of the early colonists on Mars, you cannot pollute. You cannot endanger the entire colony by being wasteful and doing dangerous things. So, for example, smoking or getting access to oxygen in a very secure area. You could cause a fire, an explosion, which would be disastrous. Absolutely disastrous in a small colony. You can endanger all the colonists. And you have to make sure that you eat a certain amount of food because you don't want to exhaust the food supply of the colony. And you don't want to pollute. Especially you don't want to pollute because it's going to pollute the water supply, which is very precious on Mars. So initially, there are going to be lots of restrictions, common sense restrictions, in order to preserve the safety of the entire colony. One little mistake can expose you to a loss of oxygen, to fires, to a loss of food, and create problems that endanger the entire colony. However, that said, ultimately, there could be a freedom unparalleled since the days of the pioneers. Realize that Mars is wide open. wide open, just like the early colonists found things wide open when they explored new territories. And there could be new ventures in tourist areas, in areas that are spectacular compared to areas on the planet Earth. For example, mountains of Mars would be much taller than mountains on the Earth. Mount Everest would look rather puny on Mars because of the weak gravitational field, meaning that mountains can become much larger than mountains here found on the planet Earth. So the Grand Canyon of Mars, for example, is about the size of the United States of America. Now think about that for a moment. Our Grand Canyon is a dot on a map compared to the size of the United States. However, on Mars, its Grand Canyon, the Mars Mariner Valley, is roughly the size of the United States of America. So you can see that there are volcanoes, mountain ranges, canyons much bigger and more spectacular than anything found on the planet Earth, then you are free to explore these things in a way that you cannot explore on the planet Earth. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
This is Lee from Bozeman, Montana, listening to KNMS 1450. I'm curious about shooting stars. How can we see a star that is shooting across the sky? Thank you.
Okay, well, that shooting star that you see whipping across the sky is not really a star at all. It's a small piece of debris, perhaps the size of a marble or maybe the size of a table, and it is burning up when it hits the atmosphere of the planet Earth. So the meteor itself is the streak of light that goes across the heavens. It only lasts for about a second or so, and it burns up because it's a piece of rock, probably from the asteroid belt, that heats up because of the friction when it encounters the air of the Earth. Now, stars are totally different. Our entire Earth, for example, orbits around our Sun. Our Sun is a star. In fact, it's a rather typical star. But stars light up the heavens. So unlike meteors, which only dance across the night sky for a second or so, stars burn for billions of years. And that's eventually where we came from. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and then ask that question. Make that comment and maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Give us a call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to be part of the March of Science, then give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135. So why should we scientists have all the fun? We have all the fun probing the secrets of Mother Nature, of understanding the stars and the universe and the galaxies. We have all the fun probing into the microverse of DNA, of germs and viruses and life itself. Why shouldn't you be part of the fun? So give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And also go to my website. I'm at mkaku.org, mkaku.org. My Facebook site is Michio Kaku. We have over 3 million fans on Facebook. And check out the 4 New York Times bestsellers that I've written. The Future of Humanity, about the future of the space program. The Future of the Mind, talking about how we physicists are now probing the secrets of the living brain. Also, Physics of the Impossible, talking about, well, Star Trek and science fiction, talking about time travel and teleportation, and also Physics of the Future, talking about robots, cancer research, longevity, talking about all the developments that make the headlines. So find out more by going to my website, mkaku.org, and finding out what all the excitement is about. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name's Jeremy Yao. I'm from Chicago. I just wanted to ask, how much energy is in the universe? Thanks.
Well, you ask an embarrassing question, and I'll try to make a stab at it. First of all, we don't even know the size of the universe. We know the density of the universe, that is how much energy and matter there is in a cubic centimeter. So, for example, if you were to have a piece of gas and highlight every molecule in that gas and make every molecule the size of, let's say, a basketball, that would be the rough density of space-time. So you realize that the Earth is an exception. We're quite dense here on the planet Earth, but in outer space, hydrogen atoms are only as common as basketballs. And so that's how rare the density of the Earth, of the universe is. Then the next question is, well, how big is the entire universe? We don't really know. However, inflation theory is the most rigorous theory of the Big Bang. Inflation theory is actually compatible both with the universe starting from a dot as well as the universe starting from an infinite sheet. So to answer your question, we really don't even know how big the universe is. And then the question is, what is the total amount of matter energy in the universe? That, we think, could be very close to zero. So let me explain. Matter has positive energy, energy to do work. Gravity has negative energy because you have to add energy in order to go into empty space. Now, how much positive and negative energy is there? Well, it's very close to zero. That is, the total amount of matter and energy in the universe is very close to zero. So it takes no energy to create a baby universe. Now, in string theory, we believe in a multiverse of universes. Some people have criticized that. They say that that's very wasteful, because where is all the energy going to come from to populate all these other universes? But you see, that misses the point. The net energy of each universe is probably zero. The total amount of space in the universe and the total amount of matter in the universe add up. And when you add up those two, you get zero. So, in other words, we don't really know the answer to your question. The best we can say is we know the average density of the universe and the total amount of energy in the entire universe, including matter, could be zero. So the embarrassing thing is we have no definitive answer yet to your question. A lot of theories, but no definitive answer. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Brandon from Manhattan, and I was wondering, what are Fermi bubbles? I read something about it. I'm not really sure exactly what they're about, but I'm also listening on YouTube, and I love your show, and have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Well, first of all, I'm not exactly sure precisely what you mean, because it could refer to several things, but let me explain. Enrico Fermi was one of the great quantum physicists who helped to create what we call nuclear physics. For example, he created the first nuclear reactor at the University of Chicago. He helped to build the atomic bomb. And he realized that there are two kinds of particles, fermions and bosons. A fermion is like an electron. Its spin is one half of Planck's constant. So the electron spins, and it's a very small amount, but it is consistent with what is called a fermion. So an electron, a proton, and a quark are all fermions. However, there are also bosons. Bosons have integer spins, not a half, but 1, 2, and 3. So we have two kinds of particles. One particle that makes up matter, the electrons, the protons, these are the fermions. And then we have the bosons, which make up the forces. Light and gravity are made out of bosons. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. So once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, and give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. So give us a call, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.